The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Nun Hey. The Gemara here on Daf Nun Hey Beis brings a halacha if somebody makes a neder from Peiris Haaretz, that all Peiris, every fruits that grow from the ground are also on him. So the Gemara that he's allowed to eat kamenu pitches, he's allowed to eat mushrooms, because mushrooms are not considered that the things that grow from the ground, they're gedel min ha'avir. The Gemara asks a stira that if somebody says gedulik, if he says he makes a nether from gedulik karka, then even kamenu and pitches are nichlal, are included in his nether. And the Gemara asks that when it comes to brachos, we know that something that grows from the ground, you make a bari priya adoma. On something that does not grow from the ground, the bracha that's made is shahak only yibidvarei. So the Gemara says that on mushrooms, what bracha do you make? So the Gemara says you make a shahak only yibidvarei. So you see that it's not considered piduli min akarka. So the Gemara answers that it's yanika, it's the he gets its nutrients from the moisture in the air. So it does not get its nutrients from the ground, therefore it's not, when it comes to a bracha, it's not considered that something that grows in the ground. However, it does, mirbu rava me'ara, it does get certain things from the ground, so that when you say geduli karka, if you made a nether from geduli karka, it will be awesome. Kopanim, the Gemara says clearly that things that do not grow from the ground, their bracha will be considered shahak liya bidvar. We find similarly, the Gemara says that when it comes to the chiv of Chumas and Maitris, the things that grew, tefuah that grows in Eretz Yisrael, is chayim and Chumas and Maitris. Yet, the Mishnah says that one of the conditions for something to be chayim and Maitris is gedulim in haaretz, something grows in the ground. And the Gemara says in Shabbos and in Pesachim that excludes mushrooms, kamen and pitreis. Kamen and pitreis are not considered gedulim in akarka, they're not considered gedulim in haaretz, and therefore on mushrooms there will be no chiv to separate Chumas and Maitris. The question becomes, if somebody were to grow regular food, but he would not grow them in the ground, he would grow them in a medium of water, what's known today as hydroponics, where it conceivably be possible to grow certain types of vegetables, certain types of foods, without using any dirt at all, merely by placing it in the under in water, where it will be able to, the roots will be able to get the water with the, when it mixed into the water will be other nutrients, other minerals, and that will be enough to cause these types of vegetables, these types of foods to grow. So the question becomes, what is the halachic status of these types of foods? Do we say that these things are not considered, they don't grow from the ground? They're not considered things that grow from the ground. And just like the Gemara says, that kamenu pitreis, mushrooms that do not grow from the ground, therefore their bracha is shahaklon, therefore it will not be chayiv to be mafresh, to separate chumas and maestros. So too, we should say possibly that some things that are grown hydroponically in water and are not planted in the ground at all, therefore they should not be chayiv in chumas and maestros. And maybe we should possibly say that the bracha that will be made on them is shahako. So the starting point for the sugya is an interesting question, that's the issue that's brought up by the Chai Odom. The Gemara in many places discusses that even though somebody plants something in the ground, it's chayiv in chumas and maestros. However, if something is planted in a flower pot that is not attached to the ground, and there is no way for it to be yoinik, to absorb any moisture from the ground, because there is something separating a certain type of material that separates, that doesn't allow any moisture or any yanika to go through, in such a situation, the Gemara says that the chiyuv of chumas and maestros will only be the rabbanon. The Chai Odom wants to go a step further, and the Chai Odom wants to say that if somebody were to grow a tevuah, were to grow wheat, and you were to and it would grow in a alter cheni nokuf, under such a situation, and you would take that wheat and turn it, make it into flour, make it into bread, then the bracha would not be Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, because this food did not grow from the ground. This food grew from an altar shein yinakov, and the Gemara says that an altar shein yinakov, a flower pot that's not attached to the ground, is not considered the garet, it's not considered the ground, and therefore it's not chayiv in trumas and maizers. So too, we would say that when it comes to the bracha, you would not be able to make Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. This is the opinion of the Chai Odom. However, most Paiskim disagree with this. Most Paiskim say that, generally speaking, this is a derech, the way the things grow, and it's called a Moitzi Lechem in Haaretz, and in fact, specifically with this dirt in the flower pot, it grows normally in the flower pot, it's just not attached to the ground. So in regards to the bracha would not change. The bracha would be a Moitzi Lechem in Haaretz. However, the Paiskim bring down this Chai Odom in relationship to the discussion of something that's grown completely in water, where it's grown differently, so therefore there would be a tzad, at least to say, that something that's grown hydroponically in water, the bracha will not be Bayer Pri Adama, and in fact that is the way it's Paskin from Rav Avadi Yosef in the Tshuvas Ichavadas, Chelik Vav Simin Yud Beis. He paskins that by Otz Cheninokov, you would make a Hadamah and you would make a Mitzilechem in Aretz. However, something that's grown completely in water, the bracha would be Shahakov. However, Rav Paiskim disagree with this Psak, and Rav Paiskim would say that if in actuality the food is the food that usually grows from the ground, and it's a type of food just that happens to be that you're growing it in a different way, but since usually it comes from the ground, it will be possible to make a bracha of Bayer Pri Adama, and that's the way it's paskin Rav Moshe Shtermuch and Chuvas Hanhogas Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Mem Tes, and it's brought down in the name of Shevet Alevi and Chuvas and Chelik Aleph that says this as well, and Rav Tzina Bashaul in Chuvas Arlotzi and Chelik Beis Perik Yudalit. So we have basically a machlokes of poskim, and most poskim seem to say that when it regards to the bracha would be a Bayer Pri Adama. The question becomes, what about trumas and maisers? What is the chiyuv of trumas and maisers in a type of vegetable or food that is grown completely in water? What would be the halacha in such a case? So there is a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Ritzi Pesach Frank in regards to Shemitah. It's printed in the Kovetz that there is a discussion of something that's grown in water, in hydroponics. Is it considered something that grows from the ground? And therefore, if you planted it and it grew during the seventh year in Eretz Yisrael, it should have all the halachas of Shemitah? Or do we say that this is not considered the ground, it's different, and therefore it will not have any halachas of Shemitah? Chazon Ish paskind halacha lemaisa that it is mutter and it's not considered, it doesn't have the halacha sushis, and Ritzi Pesach Frank disagreed strongly and said it would be awesome. So at first glance it would seem that you would say that the same machloikis that the Chazon Ish Ritzi Pesach Frank would have, whether it's considered growing from the ground in regard to shvius, it would also be this. You'd say the same machloikis would apply to the halachos of whether it's chayiv in shumus and maisers min haTorah or not. And in fact, Chaim Knievsky, Derech Amuna, in Hilchos Shumus, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, over there in the Bira Halacha, brings down the Chazon Ish, and he says, according to this Shmuah from the Chazon Ish, this that we say, the Chazon Ish Paskin, that Gidulim Mayim, that these things that are grown in water do not have Kedusha Shvius, so we would say the similar halacha regard to Chumas and Maisers, and therefore things that grow in water would not have Chiva Chumas and Maisers. However, it's not 100% clear exactly how far to take this Heter of Shemitah. In fact, when it comes to Shemitah, there might be an extra factor that would be matir, that we would be able to be matir something that's grown in such a case in Shemitah that we would not necessarily use when it comes to Chumas and Maisers. The halacha is that there's a discussion in the Paiskim based on the Yushalmi in Arlo Paragal Halacha Beis. What's the halacha if somebody grows something during Shemitah in a house? If something that grows in a house, does it have Kiddushas Shvius, does it have the dinim of Shemitah or not? Since the Torah says, when the Torah talks about the Isurim of Shemitah, the Torah says Sodcha, the Torah talks about a person's field. So inside a person's house is not considered a field. In such a situation, the Yerushalmi has a strong tzad, and many paiskin say that we would therefore paskin that something that's grown in a house would not have any kedusha shvis. And in fact, there's a big discussion in the paiskin exactly what the definition of a house in regard to this halacha. Does this house have to be a real house, or does it mean anything, any area that has some sort of roof on top? Can we say, and the discussion becomes, if somebody were to grow something on its own in a greenhouse, and a greenhouse typically has a roof on top, even though it might not be considered as such a permanent structure that a person would consider a bias, but the discussion of Pesachim would be, in such a situation, if you would take four poles and put some sort of cloth on top, that would be considered a roof, or in a greenhouse which has some type of mesh roof on top, just to keep out the bugs, or other things which are not a bias, but if it has a roof, that might be considered a bias regarding Shemitah. In such a case, it would not have to shvis. So if you would say like that, in something that was grown in water that wasn't grown in the ground, but derech klal, you would, in most circumstances, it would be grown in a house under area that has a roof. So it could be that the heter from the chaznish would only apply to certain situations, or at least even if you would say that it would not be underneath a roof, but this would not be considered a typical planting of the field, since the Torah specifies that shmita needs to be planted. In order to have the Yisurim of Shemitah, it needs to be in a field, so therefore something that's grown in water is not a regular field. However, in regard to Chumas and Maisers, where there is no such condition, and the halacha is there is a chi of Chumas and Maisers even for things that grow inside a person's house, and there's no difference in halacha between whether it's in a house or it's outside, so therefore one might suggest that in such a case, it's possible that even according to the Sehet of the Chazanish, by Shemitah would not necessarily apply to Chumas and Maisers.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.